You're listening to SBS News.
There are only days remaining in this International Year of Indigenous Languages, but advocates say much more work needs to be done to save the world's Indigenous languages from extinction. This year has seen members of the international community come together to celebrate Indigenous languages and to collaborate on new ways to revive them. President of the 74th session of the UN General Assembly, Tijani Mohamed Band, says languages are still being lost at a rapid rate.
Every fortnight, at least one Indigenous language vanishes from the face of the earth. This translates into two extinct Indigenous languages each month. The status quo is indeed grave. The surviving 4,000 Indigenous languages are spoken by a mere 6% of the total world population. Equally noteworthy is the fact that 15% of the poorest people on our planet are Indigenous.
Today, there are about 7,000 languages in use around the world. But researchers estimate more than half the world's population use just 23 of those languages. However, among the world's 370 million Indigenous people, there are more than 4,000 different languages in use. Mr. Mohamed Band urged the General Assembly to make saving those remaining languages a priority beyond 2019.
As we mark the closing of the International Year of Indigenous Languages, it is important that we rededicate ourselves to the cause of promoting these languages. We must realize that in languages are scientific insights, hints of wisdom, and community practices that move civilizations from one stage to another.
In the last century alone, about 600 Indigenous languages disappeared. The UN's cultural agency, UNESCO, predicts that somewhere between 50 and 90% of the world's remaining Indigenous languages will disappear by the end of this century, most of which they say will be replaced by either English, Mandarin, or Spanish. But the year's focus has not only been on preserving Indigenous languages. UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador for Indigenous Peoples, Yalitza Aparicio, says those speaking Indigenous languages still face significant barriers in everyday life.
My goal is for parents not to feel forced to forget who they are, where they come from, their roots, or have to hide their Indigenous languages in order to protect their children from a society that discriminates against them, restricts them, and which boxes them in terms of their job opportunities and overcoming any barriers. No boy or girl should grow up ashamed of their roots. They should be aware that speaking an Indigenous language is a source of pride, as it reveals the world from its richest perspective.
She says by celebrating and preserving those roots, the world can celebrate and preserve history.
In this International Year of Indigenous Languages, as proclaimed by UNESCO, I call upon you to ensure that actions being carried out in various countries to rescue languages do not end at the end of the year. Rather, they should continue for the whole of eternity so that no more of our history is lost. Let us value and respect our Indigenous communities.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.